Going to talk downtown here this morning. Ender Goachman is with us. Also, Laura Engelman from the RDA. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Doing really good. How are you?
Well, very good.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful week. Let's get Thursdays on First going starting this week.
The weather seems to be cooperating, so.
I think so. It might be a little damp yet by melting going on by this Thursday even. But anyway, Laura, welcome to Rochester.
Thank you.
You're the newest member of the RDA team, huh?
I am. I've been here about 2 months now.
All right. So you're getting... Well, you're a Minnesotan anyway, from St. Cloud, originally. Maybe not originally. You were born in Illinois, moved to St. Cloud, and lived in Memphis for a little while, and you're glad to be back.
Yep, I've been traveling the country a little bit, so it's nice to put some roots down.
Yeah, we all got to do that. So, well, welcome. So, all right, what do we got coming up here? The social ice was a big success again, a very cold first night especially.
It was, yeah. Overall, we had about 46,000 people attend the event, so that was extremely exciting.
It's amazing.
Thursday was really, really cold, so I mean, we saw some people come out. We made all of them honorary social ice attendees for braving the Minnesota winter. I mean, it was like -3 at one point, -6, but we saw some people show up, so it was pretty cool.
And as far as the other days, though, bigger attendance because the weather was a little more moderate.
Oh, yeah. Friday and Saturday was just packed. We had some... kids' activities going from 4 to 6 through the YMCA, and that was really packed with families and all that. And then throughout the night, as things kind of got geared up, we got more and more busy.
Yeah. All right. Well, Laura, you mentioned you're from St. Cloud and everything. So what's going to be your duties here and with the RDA?
Sure. So my official title is Community Engagement Manager. So I'll be really focusing on our events, especially Thursdays, social ice, and kind of making sure everything's running smoothly and everyone has a good time.
All right. So what about Thursdays on First? When does that get underway?
June 4th. It's creeping up on
us. It's my birthday, but don't... Oh. You know, you don't have to say anything about it.
Maybe
too late.
A rich birthday-themed Thursdays.
All right, we'll go along with that.
Yeah, and speaking of themes, we're actually looking at doing some fun themes throughout the summer this year to keep everything fresh, and we'll have some fun giveaways to go with that. And also new this year, we'll have an interactive online vendor map, so everyone heading down to Thursdays can kind of see where their favorite vendors are at.
So you don't have to, well, I mean, it's half the fun is just kind of strolling past every booth anyway, but this way you can get there right first.
Yep.
Very true.
Right, and know exactly where to go. So what kind of themes are we looking at here? I mean, just any tentative ideas you're looking at?
Yeah, you know, we have a few. I'll give one away. We're looking to do something for that 4th of July on July 2nd. So
a red, white, and blue theme.
Who would have thunk it?
Good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So again, June 4th and the Thursdays run, of course, every Thursday through...
August 27th.
Okay.
Except for June 25th, there will not be one.
What's going on June 25th?
It's Rochester Fest, maybe?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Makes sense. All right. Now, there's also some events, grants...
Yes.
That you guys have some information about?
Yep. The Downtown Cultural Initiatives Grant just became available, and you can find all the information on our website, and it's for first-time applicants looking to hold an event downtown, and we have up to $3,000 per event to grant.
Okay.
It's a really great opportunity for someone who, you know, maybe needs some help getting an event started downtown that's never had one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like a large-scale event. There are smaller grants available, too. As low as, I think, $1,000. So anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000 available for grant money.
Are there any, what type of specifications or restrictions are there?
Really, the biggest thing is just has to be held downtown, and it can't be an event that was already held once before. So that's pretty much the only thing, really.
Something that's open to the public and...
I'm not 100% sure if it has to be specific to just open the public or not. It just essentially has to be a downtown event. And I mean, when you go online and you do apply, there's a nice little application process that kind of says, like, you know, what we'll be using the funds for. We don't want to be too restrictive. We want to basically, you know, let people have the events and not kind of structure it too much, as long as the grant is going towards a new event.
Okay. Well, now, where are these grants coming from? From the RDA or from a donor?
I believe it's through the RDA. You know, we definitely have a lot of community partners. So I think it's just definitely something that we're managing. And there's a committee with different stakeholders that review these grant applications to make the best decisions.
So if anybody wants more information about this, they can go to the website.
Yes.
And the website address is?
DowntownRochesterMN.com.
All right. Anything else that we want to cover this morning?
Yeah, I mean, the Red Ball Project is another big first-time event that we're bringing downtown. I believe that starts on June 6th. If you're not familiar with the Red Ball Project, essentially it's a traveling public art performance. This will be the first time it's coming back to the U.S., so Rochester will be the first time they'll be hosting it back in the U.S.
And it's a big red ball.
It's a big red ball, yeah. It's about 250, what, pounds? Yeah, 250 pounds, 15 feet around. So it's pretty unique, and we're really excited to have that downtown.
And it'll be a contest to see who can lift the ball.
Yeah, and who can take the best pictures, and there's always contests.
All right. Should be fun. So that starts 6th of June, or it is on the 6th only? Is that a one-day deal?
The 6th of June, and it runs until June 12th.
Okay,
yeah.
So 1 week.
1 week, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so again, go to downtownrochestermn.org for more information.
.com, sorry.
Oh, .com.
Yeah.
Okay. Or go to downtownrochestermn.com.
Yeah.
That'll work, too. Ender, good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
And Laura, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.